Podcast.
This is so big, I'm going to get through all of this. Birthday messages for you, Flan. We go to your voicemail. Ali, your fitness campaign, you bring in something you got from China 10 years ago and you sweat up a storm. Spider, your spray, don't destroy the illusion. Nazim, very funny man, part of GC Laughs. He is here and we ask the question, is the crumb sausage dead on the Gold Coast?
Wow, that was a very time-efficient start to the podcast. That's the fastest you've ever done it.
Well, what have you done with my mate Al Dunne?
No, I wish you did that every day.
Yeah, okay.
Well, so much easier. But the question is the crumb sausage still alive in the hot box?
Yes.
That's what we want to know. You know what I want to ask?
Go on.
I find this fascinating.
Mm-hmm.
And Flan,
come on.
You know, it's your birthday, but you've never been to Mike's Ribs.
Mm.
Mike's Kitchen, which is one of the great.
I really would love to go.
Yeah.
But I did hear that they are quite booked out for quite a few months in a head.
That is very true because I did try and I did try and call same day one time and they could only fit us in. It was something like quite late.
Well, I looked at booking Flan and his wife in tonight.
No. Oh, Evos.
And we would have all pitched in, but the thing is, it's either 6 o'clock when she's still at work or 8:30, which is too late.
That's so too you've late actually got to book. A kilo of ribs in your head.
Yeah. And you've got to go. There's nothing. Like, you don't even. It's just straight out. You walk in, sit down, kilo, thanks. That's all you say.
And that's what you say. That's all you have
that's
to do.
That's all you need
so
to do.
So what else comes with the ribs?
Oh, you can get some chips.
Probably a bit of salad.
Yeah, that was a bit of salad.
Yeah, I get the hot sauce, so you can just a little bit of hot sauce, but I normally just dip the chips in the hot sauce.
Did you have cold beers with it?
Yeah.
That's how it works?
Please, absolutely.
Surely they would
that sounds perfect
to me. A bit of mashed potato as well.
Oh, you can order it, but I wouldn't. They'd have the,
I'd love the mash.
The roast spuds.
Yeah. And what would you give Mike's Ribs out of 10?
Oh, it's the best on the coast. For ribs, absolutely. Every time Nana and Grandad come over from New Zealand.
You go there?
Yep. And then I was up here, I don't know why I was here, just with Boston for my birthday. So we went there and then for his birthday we went there. But
you're on a run.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
All right, well, I'm going to book in.
Yep.
And we're going.
Here's a question. Who is Mike? And does he still work there?
Yeah, and how many ribs has he got left?
Well, he wouldn't have a lot of ribs left, but I'd love to see out the back because we saw a guy polish off. He ate a heap of ribs.
Yeah.
Then he finished his misses, and then he went and got dessert. I'm like, how can you fit that in? Like, our kilo ribs is that's I'm done
get
and
dessert
dusted.
As well.
And they have the big bibs.
Oh, fantastic.
I love it. It's so good.
That's a hell of an eating effort.
Yeah, I do know I've got a question for Name that year off just reading about Mike. So,
good.
Yes. So,
what is it?
1974 it opened, or 76.
No, we'll do it. We're not playing yet.
Okay. Well, I'm telling you.
Robina Town Centre it started, but I won't tell you what year because that'll be part of Name that year coming up at some stage soon. That's called TSLing everybody in.
But what's TSL mean?
Time spent listening.
What does that mean?
That means that you increase the time spent listening by the more things you say coming up.
And does that move in a needle?
Yeah, that's how you do radio.
That's a little bit of radio trivia for you. So did you say Mike's Ribs started at Robina Town Centre?
Yes.
And then they moved to where they are?
That's right.
Wow. Okay, where were they? Where the Bavarian was?
No, that doesn't say. But after 11 years of being at Robina Town Centre, they then went to Gooding Drive, Merrimack.
I reckon that must have been about 65 if they 11 years beforehand.
Maybe. Maybe not.
Mm.
All right. But we'll surely get a free meal out of this.
You are ridiculous. My God.
You're all thinking it.
How do I not think that about you all the way through that chat? Okay, now I'm with you.
Hey, morning, Mike.
Yes. Hey, here it is, the podcast, the Triple M Gold Breakfast Show, Flan, Ali and Spider.
Yeah, big shout out to Flan. Joe, it's your birthday today.
Yes, mate.
Happy birthday. And do you have a...
Woo! There it is.
Do you have a go-to dinner? What's on the table tonight?
Well, it's a mystery. I said I was going to cook because my wife doesn't finish work until 6 o'clock. And I said, so I'll cook dinner. And she went, don't cook dinner.
Yeah, okay. She can't.
But I sort of wanted to go to Mike's Ribs. I haven't been to Mike's Ribs ever. And I don't know why I haven't. Have you eaten there, haven't you?
Oh, yeah.
Because Boss loves it.
Yeah, the 1 kilo ribs. You cannot beat it.
I want to drive in there and have them put that on a tray on the side of my car and have the car tip over like Fred Flintstone. That would be a great birthday.
Do you get the beef ribs or the pork ribs? Give him a recommendation.
Yeah, what do you do?
Oh, no, pork. Okay. That's just me. Pork. And I get the hot sauce with it and some chips wash it down with a cold beer. Oh, and that is living.
One kilo of ribs.
Absolutely.
I'm so there.
Yeah, Nan and Grandad go the half, but myself and Boston, we go the full. So good.
I haven't been in all the time I've lived here.
That's unbelievable.
No, have you been more than once?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. It's obviously very good.
but I tell you what, because of your lovely wife Lisa,
yes.
As you say, she's going to prepare your dinner tonight. We did get hold of her, and we got hold of your message bank.
Oh.
Yep, with all the people, the great people around the country leaving you messages.
Have you checked it?
No, but let's have a listen.
G'day, it's Sean, Flan or Dada, depending on the time of the day. Bit busy right now. Cake doesn't eat itself.
Flan, happy birthday, mate. It's Russell Crowe, mate. This is delicate, you know. You've stretched my gladiator skirt, so you lost the bond. $100,000. Okay, see ya.
Oh, hi, Flan. This is Miss Rankin, your Year 10 horticultural teacher. I taught you how to grow things. You showed so much promise in my classes, and your show and tell was always entertaining. Anyway, happy birthday, Flan.
Flan, it's Serenity. I wanted to leave you a happy birthday message, but if you think about it, it's like impossible for me to leave a message for you that you don't already know about, so pointless, yeah? Bit like Van Gogh buying two earrings.
Yeah, Russell again, mate. About that $100,000, I wanted it in biscuits. Okay, see ya.
What's this one's name?
Flan, sire.
Flan, I see. As in the dessert?
No, sire. Flanagan.
Oh, Irish. No chance in life. This is His Majesty King Charles.
Hi, Flan. This is Dave. I ran the water and the oranges when you played at schoolboy rugby. But you may remember me as Colin. That's what you called me because you didn't like the name Dave. Anyway, happy birthday, Felix.
Yeah, Russ, ice to Bobo's by Monday. Okay, see ya.
Owls, wishing Flan a very happy and healthy 100th birthday. It says here you were the first Westerner to eat pangolin from a Wuhan wet market. So, patient zero. Jolly good show.
Flan, it's Russell. Yeah, you got to stop doing my voice, mate. It's nothing like it.
Triple M Gold would like to let listeners know that whatever Flan says has nothing to do with this station.
Got me up in the gym, just working on my fitness. He's my witness.
Right. Yep. Well, you have been all morning, Ellie. You've been on high. That means you are sitting in a sweat box.
I am sitting in a sweat box. If you've just tuned in, yes, I'm in a Chinese sauna. Desperate times call for desperate measures because I started this with a bang, didn't I? I lost 4 kgs in the first week.
Came out of the box
just
hard.
And being healthy, just cutting out the Maccas, cutting out the Mockers, cutting out the alcohol,
And the why?
Because you declared it, in December that you were going to lose 15 kilo. You forgot about it over Christmas, but, some people have elephant brains and don't forget. So I brought it to your attention a couple of weeks ago, and now you have 9 days to roughly lose 10 kilo or I go to your house and I have your permission, which you've already given me on radio, to chuck anything out I want.
And look, I do thank you for this spotter because you've made me accountable, you're keeping me honest, and I am doing this the healthy way. I am not starving myself, I'm not fasting,
no,
I'm not doing keto, I'm posting all my food, I'm posting all my exercise.
Rightio, well, let's see if the sweat box worked.
All right, hang on.
Okay, you got to weigh in. You weighed in this morning and now you're getting out of your Chinese sweat box.
Stepping out of a 3-hour session.
Holy Jesus.
You are completely covered in perspiration.
The videos will be up on our socials of Ali inside Chinese sweat box.
Sweat box work with the oil heater inside?
Wow.
Hang on. Wait for the drum roll. What do we got?
Well,
you can't believe it. There's a microphone. That's your job.
It's saying I'm 83.1 kilos.
What?
So this morning, I didn't weigh in here at home. I weighed in at home and I was 86.2.
Yep.
So, now, look, I will
at
say these scales are dodgy, but you know what? I'm taking this on. Just brace yourselves up. There's at least 500 grams in this shirt.
I would take the yoga pants off too.
What is happening?
Do you want to read out what it is?
No,
now.
I can't look.
Look.
Come on, have a look.
I can't look.
Have a look.
Have a look.
Because that shirt was completely sweat soaked.
87.2.
These scales are pathetic. I've just put on 4 kilos.
In 10 seconds.
I'm actually feeling really lightheaded now.
Yeah, we're going to make sure that you're okay.
Boy, she's not, because she's
new. Scales are dodgy.
You've got just over a week to get this done. You're back on the scales now. All right.
Yeah, no, she's curious.
Oh, no.
So I'm actually 87.2, for God's sakes.
Okay. Well, where'd that 83?
I've been sculling water all morning.
Yeah, I think you need to take off at least a kilo, because you've drunk enough water to replace what you've lost. So I still feel like you'd be in front there.
It's been a body cleanse too, because you've sweated all the toxins out.
Well, it has.
Out.
Clearly, toxins weigh, you know what, all.
Yeah. Well, you've got 8.5 kilos to go in 9 days.
8.5 in 9 days. This is so doable.
Isn't
and
it?
Healthily.
Encourage, man.
Yes. Spider spray.
Yeah, listen up, you big name A-class celebrities.
Listening, Flan?
No, I'm safe. It's A-listers.
No. Yeah, I am going beyond Flan. I'm having a crack at all the big dogs, because at the moment they need to stop, and the actors need to stop letting or revealing who they voice in kids' movies.
I'm with you.
Right,
because
okay.
I like this, yeah.
Jack Black's out at the moment, okay? And he's a scary figure. He's got this big coloured beard and he's a big unit, and you see him all over the papers. And he's out there promoting Kung Fu Panda 4.
What? I keep him upset, okay?
Yeah, I know. I disgust you.
Now, I love Kung Fu Panda.
I totally
but
resonate
if Jack,
with him.
If Jack Black is out here to promote Kung Fu Panda, dress up like Kung Fu Panda.
Yes. Yeah, good one.
I don't want to know Jack Black. He's not Kung Fu Panda.
No.
Where's Kung Fu Panda?
Mm.
I can't see Kung Fu Panda. I can see this bloke with a big grey beard that just looks disgusting.
Oh, I do love Jack Black.
Yeah, I know, but no.
Yeah.
You've got to keep the mystery alive.
Yes.
For kids
I agree
all around the
mate.
World. And not only kids, me too. I want it alive. I don't want to know who voices the characters. Like Kermit the Frog, Matt Vogel. Who? We don't know him.
I see these strange creatures every time I say the word phenomena.
See? Lucky I didn't say that. I'd have no hope of saying that. But even, Tim Allen, if he comes out here, we want him dressed as Buzz.
Oh, I'm Buzz Lightyear, Space Ranger, Universe Protection Unit.
Tom Hanks as Woody.
There you go.
Hello.
Whoa.
My name is Woody, and this is Andy's room.
See, we don't put, I don't put Woody and Tom Hanks together.
No.
No way. And Lightning McQueen. Who voices Lightning McQueen? I don't care, because I believe Lightning McQueen talks.
By Lightning McQueen. Yeah, good job.
Good job.
Yeah.
And his best mate who hangs out together, and I know they talk on the phone, and they can talk all the time because I see it. His mater.
Morning, sleeping beauty.
I was wondering when you was going to wake up.
See, mater talks.
Yes.
Don't tell me any differently. I can go to Disneyland and see mater talk. I can watch movies and see mater talk. I can see Lightning McQueen talk. I can even go to other movies of Dory talking and Finding Nemo. I don't care. All I'm saying is, for the actors who play these roles should be kept behind closed doors. Kept behind bars. Kept behind closed doors and keep the mystery alive, not only for kids, for all of us.
Yeah.
You've been sprayed by Spider.
You've never been more adorable, Spider.
Thank you.
On Listener, this is the Flan,
Ellie
and Spider
podcast.
I've got one because I was a bit confused. I was a bit concerned last night. I drive past Keithy's Foods.
So Keith's Foods.
Keith's Foods. It's been around since
Keith's Foods.
It's been around since 1976, I reckon.
Yeah.
It's up there in Helensvale.
Oh,
big
ripper.
Sign. But they do a lot of stuff that ends up in the hot box.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
You know, as you're driving around, you know, all the tradies and you're going around the industrial areas, there's nothing better than one of those takeaway shops.
Yeah, no, I know. I agree. I totally agree. I mean, there should be one of those takeaway shops near any late night establishment.
Oh, absolutely. They should be open 24/7.
Yes.
Actually, there is one in Perth open 24/7 if you're heading over there.
Yeah, right.
Mate of mine's got it, and it's the hot box. It's open 24/7. It's so good.
Yes.
I love that. Well, it's like, isn't that Harry's Cafe de Wheels open 24/7 in Sydney?
I don't know.
You know, they sell famous pies and
stuff
like
that. Very famous.
You know what? I don't know. You know what? This could be a new business idea for us. Well, like the Mr. Whippy vans, have some kind of
mobile hot box.
I know that there's people, obviously, that have the businesses, our friends down at Currumbin that have their
the snack shack,
and they drive around to the works.
Oh, do they drive? Yeah,
yeah. Well, I think so.
Well, Premier at
maybe
Hope
they don't.
Premier at Hope Island, they have probably 12, 15 vans that go out every day.
Well, they should just go out every Saturday, Friday, Saturday night as well.
Yeah.
Just sit outside. Night guys, remember the hot dogs?
I love vans used to sit outside.
Oh, as soon as you walk out of the pub, there was a hot dog van.
Yep. We had a kebab one at the Combsley, it was called, in Brisbane.
Nice.
Yeah, yeah. And many a fight was had outside.
The liquid cheese in the hot, remember that?
It was so good. We're at a King's Creek Hotel. Yeah, we had the hot dog van.
Yeah,
it was so good.
So good.
Yep. But I want to know. Because
what do you want to know? I love that why do we end up talking about food so much?
Because we've talked about Brussels sprouts and dim sims and lasagna toppers.
Yes.
But Al doesn't reckon these are a thing anymore, and I want to know if they are.
Yeah.
The crumb sausage.
Oh, yeah. No. Well, as far as I know, it's my big brother's favourite. Well, if anyone would know, it's him. I might have to wake him up if he's not up already.
He's had a few. So there's a lady on YouTube. I follow her very closely.
Don't tell me you've got a lady about a crumb sausage.
Yeah, I was going to say, this is sounding dodgy.
You've Googled lady talking about...
Yeah, princess crumbed sausage.
No. Her page is called Aussie Girl Can Cook, and she's off the mark here. No.
All right, crumb sausages. This is a great way, when you're so sick of cooking sausages over and over, to make them into something really tasty, really easy and quick, and kids and everyone love them.
No, they don't.
Ooh, well, this is what they do. People, you're kidding yourself, Al. Actually, my daughters love crumb sausage too. Can't remember the last time I bought one, though.
There we go. This is what I want to know. And Al's totally against it. Mm. Ellie, you and me seem to be on the same page.
Yep.
Is the crumb sausage Al a thing? Is the crumb sausage a thing?
Let's give a prize away.
Yeah, we will, because you've got the Talai General Store, Crumb and Snack Shack, Coomera train station up there. They cook egg and bacon rolls. But we want to know about the crumbed sausage. Is it still a thing? Do you find it in your hot box? And are you a fan? Rachel in Pack Pines, is the crumb sausage still a thing?
It definitely is.
Yes!
Brendan Drive Snack Bar in Narang.
Oh, which one? What's it called? Sorry?
Brendan Drive Snack Bar.
I love that. Writing it down right now.
You're across the road from Herb's. Where does he work? The Glazier.
Patterson's.
Patterson's Glass.
Oh, yeah, Patterson's
Glass.
Yeah,
right.
Okay, so you still have the crumbs. Is it a popular? Al reckons it's always the last thing left.
Yeah.
No, we sell so many. We sell the plain ones, and then we've got bacon and cheese, and then you got chicken and cheese.
Oh,
but no,
wow.
We sell tons.
The gourmet sausage.
Well, they're so easy to eat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And fun.
Okay, whereabouts are you again? Narang.
Yeah, Narang.
Yep.
Brendan Drive in Narang.
Brendan Drive. Thank you very much for the crumb sausage.
All right. Who are we headed to? We're headed to Jace in Benowa.
How you going, Ellie?
Good, thank you, big buddy. Where can we still get a crumb sausage down your way?
Every tucker truck that comes around the job site has crumb sausages.
Oh, fantastic.
Can we ask, are they the last thing left or are they a hot property?
Oh, no, if there's no Chico rolls left, the crumb sausage is the go-to next for sure.
I had the Chico roll ahead of the crumb sausage.
It all depends whether they look soggy and they got crispy ends.
Yeah, yes,
you make a good point.
That's true. Mm.
Yeah, nothing.
But you can actually go to, can I mention, Campbell's Cash and Carry, and they sell, bags of crumb sausages that you can buy at home and cook yourself at home.
Yep. This is amazing. Jace, we might have to have a Benowa crumb sausage party.
Well, as long as they've got crispy ends.
Yeah, no soggy ends. All right.
As long as they're cooked properly through the middle and they're not soggy.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Nothing worse than a limp sausage.
No way.
Okay.
Okay, Tony Narang, a crumb sausage. You a fan, and where can you get them?
Yeah, love them. We buy a box every week from Campbell's out here at Narang.
Yo. another Campbell's fan.
Campbell's are doing a roar. Maybe we should just open up a straight crumb sausage shop.
You get a box of 40. And I don't know how much they have it. Yeah. Geez, they're good. You know fry them. Yep. Bang.
What they need to do at Campbell's is just put a caravan out the front of Campbell's Cash and Carry there on the road in Narang and just fry them up every Friday, Saturday night, and they'll be gonski.
Yeah.
Oh, 5 o'clock in the morning, fry them up, mate. I'd have one right now.
Thanks,
Tone.
All right.
No worries.
The 5 a.m. club might turn into the 5 a.m. sausage club.
Could be something different altogether.
Okay. Rod, Peter, in Bigger Waters. Pete, are you a fan of the crumb sausage? Can you still get them?
Love crumb sausages, and I went out to Campbell on the weekend and I got them at the United Services service station to the Windy.
Oh, beautiful.
All right.
Oh, yum.
So they're still around. They're a hot property. Are they your go-to, your number one go-to?
I love them.
Thanks, Pete.
Yeah.
Good on you, Pete.
I might have to break this weight loss journey with the crumb sausage.
No one so far that's not into
them.
Okay.
Are we going to Nathan Bundle?
How are you going?
Yeah, good, thank you. What's the go? Are you loving on the crumb sausage or not so much?
No, not so much, really.
Okay.
We've got them at our local fish and chip shop at Sorrento. They do them there.
Yeah, and you never order them.
I've ordered it once, but I wasn't a fan.
Okay. All right.
I don't mind the old battered salve, but the crumb sausage just
battered salve.
Battered salve was all right. Yeah.
Thanks, Dave.
On Listener, this is the Flan, Ellie and Spider podcast.
Nazeem Hussain's joining us right now. It is not enough to say this man is funny because he's a comedian, we assume it. It's like saying that surgeon, you know, he's really terrific with knives. Nazeem Hussain, if you ask me, has a really unique take on race and interaction and the way he will push people into really difficult and I think dangerous for him situations. Nazeem, good morning. How are you? Well, I love your work, son. I really do.
Oh, man, I appreciate that.
Can you tell us a little bit about being the bouncer and not letting people into pubs and for ridiculous reasons?
All right, so I got punched in the face doing that. I thought you might.
But,
Balls of Steel Australia, it's a show that was on Foxtel. It's where a bunch of comedians compete with each other. I play this character called the Very Foreign Correspondent. I was not letting people into the pub unless they could, in one scenario, prove that they could hop on one foot doing the alphabet from A to Z. And then I got this one guy doing from Z to A all the way backwards while hopping. And then I had the director, he was kind of in my ear going, oh, just go, keep going, it's really funny. And then people inside the pub were they were watching as well. So, they're like, come on, it's the A to Z, A to K. So I was like, oh, come on, buddy, A to K. The guy started jumping. He got the F. He just punched me in the face. And people just caught it. They grabbed him. They're like, what are you doing? And he goes, the guy was making me hop. And then he ran away. I hadn't had a bodyguard or any security there until that point. And then they're like, you know what? We need to maybe get someone to stand here with you.
Now, Nazeem, your show called Totally Normal, and it's promised that you'll be totally normal as ever. I'd love to know, at what time in your life have you been the least normal?
Oh man, I don't think I've ever. I've always tried to be normal. I did have an office job before I became a comedian. I was working as a tax consultant.
Oh, that's the way. Thrilling.
Okay.
At PwC.
Oh, they just sacked 360 people.
Yeah, I know. Well, I know. I was probably they sacked me about 10 years before then.
Which country in the world? And I'll take because obviously you've toured everywhere. I'll take Australia out of the equation. I'll make it easy for you. Which country in the world has the best comedy audiences? Who are the most generous?
Okay. Oh man,
who do you like performing to?
I'll tell you the worst comedy audience. And this is no disrespect to the Chinese, but I was in the middle of China. I got some guy organized a gig for me there. Before I went on stage, the MC was talking in Chinese, and then I went on, someone turned to me and goes, "Oh hey, have a good gig. By the way, none of these people here in the audience speak English, and they won't understand the Australian accent.
Awesome.
So have a good gig." And I was like, "What?" So I went up and I was like, "I don't know if that was." So I started telling my jokes, and no one was laughing. And then someone put their hand up and answered a rhetorical question of mine, and then started facing the audience, the rest of the audience, and started telling his own story in very broken English. Turns out they were all learning English, and I was there like as some sort of prop, you know, like this is a stand-up comedian.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Oh, that was a warm prop.
So, we love it.
Yeah, but the best laughs, obviously the Gold Coast. Yeah.
thank you.
Well, when you're up here, what are you looking forward to doing? What do you love about the Gold Coast?
Oh, mate, I mean, there's just a, you know what, there's, I don't ever swim or get in the water, but when I'm on the Gold Coast, it's the only time I'm just like, well, everyone's doing it, and I'll take my, I'm really weird with taking my top off anywhere.
Okay.
It's probably the only place that I'll give it a go. So,
so you strut.
Well, let us know. We'll come and watch if you want.
I'll suck it in at everything.
We awesome. All do.
Well, fully recommend going to see Nazeem Hussain at GC Laughs.
Yep. It is the freshest week of laughs on the coast. GCLaughs.com.au. Nazeem, love your work. Thanks for your time.
Love you guys.
On Listener, this is the Flan, Ellie, and Spider podcast.
You know who I feel super sorry for at the moment? Kate Middleton.
Oh, yes.
And Wills. Well, because, you know, the poor woman has had abdominal surgery. She said she wanted to have an extended break from public life.
Yeah, until Easter.
That's right.
So that's well known.
Yes. And so, you know, for those that haven't seen, obviously there was a photo out last week of Kate with her three children. And, yes, she admitted that she'd photoshopped it.
Yeah, they call it the Franken photo.
That's right. There was all this furore because one of her hands didn't have her wedding ring on.
That's
it. So now all of these rumours about Wills having an affair have started, and they've really gained some traction, these rumours.
Yeah, they have. In fact, one of them, and I'm saying straight up on the radio, this is a rumour. They're saying breaking news, not only has he had an affair, but the girl is pregnant and wants to keep the baby. That's the extent of the stories that they're making up right now, and it's really upsetting the royal couple. I don't, as a matter of fact, but I don't have any evidence to say it, so I wouldn't say it. You know what I mean?
Well, you just told. Just
did. No, they said it, and I told you about it. Yes, and I think you're smart enough to know that.
You qualified that, plan. But you know, it has actually made me think, though. Seriously, like that's obviously an extreme case where technology and the modern world, you know. Okay, I'm sure that he's not having an affair, but if he was. You know, that's how it's come
you
out.
You wouldn't
through,
do it.
Through technology, you know.
You couldn't do it today with the technology around as much as you'd want to.
I was just listening to them there, like Life 360, Bluetooth, voicemail, email. There's enough ways to get busted in
Life
the world.
Life 360?
Yeah.
I actually
they follow you 24/7.
Yeah, that's right. My wife knows where I am all the time, but it's great when I get lost and I ring her and go, can you tell me which way to turn? She goes, left here.
My girlfriend lives on the road.
Well, it honestly, though, it does happen. I actually came across one recently, and this was a friend of a friend. I won't name names.
However,
they got busted because the Bluetooth went into their car while their partner was on the phone in the house.
Ooh,
wow. I love that.
What did they hear?
Well, they heard the person they shouldn't be talking to
on
the other end
and
of the phone.
And all the flirty.
Yes, and I do have another friend who unfortunately caught her husband with one of the Apple tags on the car.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was. I'm sure it was an Apple tag. It was some sort of tracking device.
Yeah, you can do that with the Apple. A simple Apple, one. The little bag tags.
Which, so similar.
Technology.
Yeah, I know a lot of people would have been busted.
You reckon?
Do we dare ask? Is that rude to
ask? I reckon we should ask.
There has to be someone.
No, and I don't want to laugh.
No, we won't laugh and we can change names, but are you just trying to get some tips on how not to get busted?
No.
This could flip the other.
I couldn't be bothered.
You wouldn't dare.
He wouldn't dare. 1-300-925-666. Come on, what are we asking? Did technology help you catch someone out?
And you got a chance on a double pass.
Hang on.
Yeah. Event cinemas.
Or someone you know.
Or did you get caught out?
There you go.
I got caught out, said, you know what? Yeah. I was doing the wrong thing. Yep. I got caught out.
Own it.
Open the confession box.
I'm giving everyone a bit of advice what not to do.
Well, look, we're having a chat. I was feeling sorry for Kate Middleton at the moment. Obviously, she's gone through abdominal surgery. And now because she photoshopped a photo, that's somehow morphed into the fact that Wills is, you know, having this massive affair, which we don't believe.
Well, pure speculation.
Flan told us an unbelievable stat.
Mm-hmm. Twitter has gone mad. It's now called X, right?
Yeah.
Ever since Elon Musk bought it and ruined it. But he people on Twitter just seem to say whatever they like despite the laws of the country.
Well, we don't know if it's true or false, but what do you tell us?
That William not only had an affair, but that person is pregnant with his baby and wants to keep it.
Reportedly, it's speculation.
I actually said that up front, Alex.
It could be our next king or queen.
Yeah, well, absolutely. And he's always been squeaky clean, and they love his family. Well, we will find out. I'm pretty sure he has. They don't have any staff. They live at home like a family.
And let's say if it did come out, which we don't believe it is, but technology that is has been their undoing, and it happens to so many people. Mm. I had a friend very recently that got busted because the Bluetooth in the car.
Oh yeah.
Yes, they got too close. So
you're in a certain range, you can hear what's going on.
Yes,
in
exactly.
The house.
When very did technology simple. Catch you out? 1-300-925-666.
Jeff in Robina. Jeff, did technology help you catch someone out or did it catch you out?
No, I caught my wife having an affair. And she started hiding her phone.
Oh.
No, why?
So I started checking her phone. I found she was deleting pictures of nudies that she was sending to the guy she was having an affair with.
Right.
Oh, no. Did you go into the recently deleted?
Yeah, I downloaded it back from the cloud, took photos of it all, then uploaded it back to the cloud so she didn't know.
Wow.
Then she was deleting all her messages from him and all her phone calls. Mm. So then I went into the phone account and I pulled up all her phone records, and she had 832 phone messages and phone calls in 1 month.
Okay. Oh, Jeff. Yeah. We're so sorry to hear all of this.
Sorry about that, Jeff. There's an upside and a downside to that.
Well, you'd rather know.
Absolutely.
I would absolutely rather know.
Oh, look, I don't know how. Lisa had left 832 messages for someone in a month. I'd be probably aware, I would have thought.
Right. Oh, not really. It's someone else's phone. I would never clue who she texts.
We're going to head to the Tweed now. Catherine, your partner.
Yeah.
What happened?
Good morning. Well, I was a bit sus, actually, that something was going on because he was spending a lot of time in the company of this other woman.
Okay.
And we were at home one day and he was lying on the lounge and he was texting. And I was standing behind him and I was just had a really bad feeling. I thought, something's going on. And I was watching him. He didn't realise I was watching. Mm. And he's sending text. And then I don't recall how you do it, but you can actually delete the text after you send it.
Right.
So that there's no trace of it on your phone.
Right.
So anyway, and I'm watching him and he was like quick fingers, like da-da-da-da-da-da. And then did the delete. So I'm watching from behind.
Mm.
And then he's realised I'm watching and he goes, what? I said, I just watched you delete that number. Anyway, obviously was a very more sus after that. And then I ended up getting our phone records, contacting our phone providing company, and got the records to show, you know, phone calls, the numbers that you call and the numbers that you text.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't get the text messages because they wouldn't release that because of privacy, but I discovered he was texting her up to 50 times a day.
Oh.
And it was going on for about 8 months.
How many does he send you a day?
At that time, probably one or two a day.
Kath, how did you handle it after that?
I reacted very poorly. Lost my. Am I allowed to say the S word?
No,
I kicked him out. Yeah, I kicked him out, actually. I told him he had to go because it was quite obvious at the time what was going on. And he was still in full denial and saying, oh, she's going through a really hard time. And that's why he was texting us to support her. But anyway, then we were trying to work on the relationship because I was sort of thinking, oh, it was all my fault. You know, I've done something wrong. And,
no.
You know. And then, so then I discovered later, like, we had a wedding anniversary and we were living separately, but I was still trying to work on the relationship.
Sure.
We have three children.
Oh, yeah.
And then so I, you know, we did what, you know, mummies and daddies do on the anniversaries, and the phone beeped.
Oh,
like,
no.
What?
And I'm like, what's going on? And, oh, nothing. Anyway,
same person?
I show me your phone. No, a different
another
person.
One.
Oh,
sending okay. this really... really sultry duck face pouty photo, and saying good night.
The duck face was the final straw.
Well,
and I was like, I'm done. This is so silly.
This won't make up for much of it, and also for Jeff. But you know, we are going to send you away to who you're going to text. Ghostbusters! Yes!
Yep. They're off to event cinemas. You've got a double pass.
Oh, you're a darling. Thank you so much.
Thanks for sharing that with us.
Yeah, I was going to say, Kath, that would have been a tough share, so thank you and enjoy the movie.
Hard time. Very difficult time.
Onwards and upwards, girlfriend.
Onwards, upwards, absolutely.
And it's important for me to say you can see Ghostbusters Frozen Empire in ScreenX, 4DX, Gold Class, VMAX or traditional cinemas at Event Cinemas from March 21.
Oh, my God. Yay!
Who are you going to text?
Legend.
Thank
you.
Ghostbusters.
You should go with Jeff. You and Jeff should go together. Bye, lovely.